AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Federal Reserve again left its benchmark interest rate unchanged Wednesday, but Sagar Magani reports that was not the biggest news from Chair Jerome Powell.
Hours after the Senate Banking Committee sent Kevin Warsh's nomination as the next Fed chair to the full Senate.
After my term as chair ends on May 15, I will continue to serve as a governor for a period of time to be determined.
That has not happened in nearly 80 years, but Powell citing what he calls unprecedented legal attacks on the Fed.
I worry that these attacks are battering the institution and putting at risk the thing that really matters to the public.
The Fed's independence from political pressure.
I think it's at risk.
His decision prevents President Trump from filling a seat on the Fed board. Powell's term ends in January 2028.
And I will leave when I think it's appropriate to do so.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Pentagon's told Congress the Iran war has cost $25 billion so far. That came as Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth faced questions from the House Armed Services Committee. The Supreme Court struck down a majority black congressional district in Louisiana. The 6-3 decision opens the door for more redistricting efforts across the country. And Haya Panjwani reports a federal appeals court has refused a request from President Trump.
A divided federal appeals court in Manhattan says it won't grant a rare meeting of all of its judges to hear an appeal of an $83 million verdict against President Trump for defaming a magazine columnist. The decision by the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals comes several months after President Trump asked the Supreme Court to hear an appeal of another jury's decision to grant $5 million to the writer E. Jean Carroll, after concluding that he had sexually abused her and later defamed her. Carroll's attorney, Roberta Kaplan, said in a statement that Carroll was eager for the case to be fully resolved. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is AP News. In New York, a father and daughter have pleaded guilty to a counterfeit art scheme prosecutors say defrauded buyers out of millions. Julie Walker has the story.
Erwin Bankowski and Karolina Bankowska, both from New Jersey by way of Poland, consigned more than 200 counterfeit artworks falsely attributed to artists like Banksy, Picasso, Andy Warhol, Richard Mayhew, and others to galleries and auction houses across the country.
The only unusual thing about this case is that they got caught.
That's Aaron Thompson, art crime expert and professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice.
Forgery is very attractive for criminals because it's high reward, low risk.
They face up to 41 months in jail at sentencing in August and will be deported after serving any time. Plus, they have to pay restitution. Julie Walker, New York.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring savings are happening now at Strickland Sales and Service with Husqvarna. Cut, trim, and clear with powerful Husqvarna chainsaws, trimmers, and blowers. Now up to $70 off. Shop local and save at Strickland Sales and Service today. Limited time offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply.